Yes, I've ran my own business for 35 years, a company called Genium. It's a technical publishing company. It was a spinoff of GE. And so I've run that for 35 years. I was born and raised in Amsterdam. I had four children. My wife is a native of Amsterdam, raised our four kids here. I've been on a variety of local boards, the school board. I've been on the local ARC, Liberty Enterprise Board. I've volunteered in a number of capacities for the community. I'm on the Waterfront Commission. I've always been very deeply and actively involved in our community, trying to improve the quality of life for people. So that's basically been my background. I love Amsterdam. I write about it. I'm an author. I've published three books on the history of Amsterdam. There's nothing like figuring out the future by learning the past. And so, Amsterdam has been in tough conditions before, much tougher than we are in now. And we've pulled out. And we've pulled out by people stepping up. And I'm just one person. But I've gone door to door. I'm telling you, there are a bunch of people in Amsterdam ready to step up and help our city grow. And so I'm counting on that. And I look forward to it.
I saw your campaign sign. I was driving around Amsterdam the other day, the It's Time sign.
Yeah.
So can you tell me about what that means to you? Why did you choose that slogan, It's Time?
Well, Amsterdam recently, earlier this year, was proclaimed to be the most fiscally distressed city in the state of New York by the Comptroller's Office. And it's time to change that. And it's time for us to have a mayor who knows how to change that and can, has the business experience, the budget experience, the financial oversight experience, management experience, to finally get that straightened out. And that's basically why I'm running. I'm running because once we straighten that problem out, Amsterdam's future is very, very bright. And I'm very, very gung-ho on the future of Amsterdam. But we have to straighten out the money. And I think I'm the guy to do that.
I know that that's been a big focus on the current administration as well. Mm-hmm. What would you do differently?
Well, we don't have a good financial management or oversight or budgeting process. We treat the budget as if it's a task. It's something that has to be done once a year. They do it, and then they don't look at it. I would treat the budget as a tool. It's a management tool. It's how I've always operated in my own business for 35 years. I've been on boards. I've been on the school board. A budget to me has always been a critical planning tool, something that we really need to use to manage the city. So we don't look at it currently every month. We don't ask each department to look at it currently each month. I would change that. I would require each department to look at their share of the budget and tell us, how'd you do this month, and with words and numbers. I'd accumulate all those together. We'd form a new budget committee for the city. And then each month, we would share the information, not just with the common council, but with the public in general, so that everyone knew what every sector of our government was doing that month. And by keeping on track of it month by month instead of once a year, I think we'd be a much better off, a much more efficient city. And besides that, one of the things the Comptroller's Office, which is currently in the city trying to ascertain the size of our budget, one of the things they're demanding is that we do it much more frequently than we've been doing it. So that won't be a problem with me.
Do you have any other top priorities outside of the fiscal issue?
Yeah, we don't plan. We are seat of the pants city all of a sudden. We don't have a road plan. We don't have a 5-year strategic plan. We don't have a development plan. We do things as they happen. We react to what's there. And so I would institute plans in all those areas, and I would incorporate grassroots participation, and invite the people in, encourage people in to bring in new ideas and brainstorming, and then recruit those people to eventually come into government as public service in elected capacities or whatever.
You had mentioned earlier that you said the city has a bright future ahead. What sort of investments, or what would you like to see? What do you envision for the city of Amsterdam?
I would like to see families come live in Amsterdam. I would like to see people in Amsterdam stay in Amsterdam after they retire. I would like to get small businesses to invest in Amsterdam, to come to Amsterdam as a home. We have a beautiful geographic situation. We have a great location. We're 30 minutes from Albany, close to Saratoga. There's no traffic congestion in Amsterdam. Our schools are getting better. We're working on it. As I said, the only thing withholding people from coming somewhere is, they look at it's the number one most fiscally distressed city in the state, and they're saying, what's going to happen to that city? How are they going to get it straightened out? So I think with good leadership, the kinds of things that I'd like to do for the future are much more doable.
The Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant process is ongoing right now. That was a big $10 million award that the city got last year. Do you agree with some of the projects that are on that wish list, whether it comes to relocating the train station, there's renovations planned for the free library.
Yeah.
What are
yeah.
your thoughts on the DRI process?
You know, I would love to see each and every one of them succeed. I think there are some that are going to have trouble based upon the amount of money the actual project is going to cost versus the amount of money they were rewarded in the DRI. I think each of those projects needs to be carefully managed and oversighted by the next administration, so that we make sure that the goals of those projects are being carried out. You know, it'd be great to have a new train station that enables people to get to our waterfront as well. But can we? That's the question. So my goal as mayor will be to take those projects and make sure I do everything possible to make them successful. But there are some that may not be.
November is approaching pretty quickly here. It's late September now. What's left for you between now and then, now on Election Day?
Well, I'm not going to change my strategy. My strategy is to go out there door to door and meet the people. One of the things I've also done is I'm spending all of my time learning how other cities who have been in similar situations as Amsterdam have gotten out of them. So I'm coming up with a list of strategies for addressing the horrible deficit that we have. So I'm studying, but most importantly, I'm getting out there into the community. I've gone past the 1,000-door mark, and I'm going to double that before I'm done in November. And I'm going to make sure I talk to everyone who's going to vote in November and let them meet me, let them ask me questions, and let them understand what I'm trying to do for the city. But that's my goal. I'm not a real fan of the politics of it, but I love meeting the people.